Welcome back to the show. Now, in just a moment, Lee, we're going to talk to Linda Rigel, one of your patients, longtime patients, Dr. Yardley. Tell us a little bit about her.
Linda's actually been coming to the Institute for Care for the last 2.5 years. And Linda's really into quality of life living and focusing on things that improve the quality of life. Like, for instance, she's a yoga instructor, a trained, qualified yoga instructor. She's had 4 children. All of them born at home.
Wow.
She's referred people from as far away as Norway for care.
A long way. Why would a yoga instructor need to see you?
Well, yoga isn't a cure-all, as getting the brain-body connection is not a cure-all. Quality of life is a composite of many factors, including how we exercise, how we eat, our mental attitude, and so on and so forth.
Well, let's talk to her. Linda, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Yardley's here.
Hi there.
Hey, Dr. Yardley.
So, Linda, tell us your symptoms. Tell us what it is that led you to seek help from somebody.
For about almost 18 years, I was having headaches, and I tried everything under the sun to get rid of them and to figure out the cause.
When did you get the headaches? Linda, when did you get those headaches?
When they're anytime, day, night. I couldn't figure out any particular reason.
Did it have any impact on your sleep pattern?
Oh, yeah. Eventually, it got to where I could only sleep about 4 hours, and they would wake me up.
Wow. Okay, keep going. What else did you suffer with those headaches?
I started having vertigo, and it was occasional. And then that developed into what felt like was an earthquake was happening.
Explain that to me. Yeah, I know. So explain that to me. What was that about?
Well, it was what happened when I was sleeping, and I thought we were having mild earthquakes. And because it would wake me up, not totally, when I would actually wake up, I thought, oh, I think we had an earthquake last night. And, you know, just let it pass. And eventually, this happened for a few years, but they were very occasional. And then eventually that feeling started happening right before I woke up in the morning. And one time, so I was becoming more aware of them. And one time I thought my daughter was doing laundry in the middle of the night and the washing machine was shaking the house, even though that usually didn't happen. And I'd go down and look and there's no evidence of anybody doing the laundry. And then so I got suspicious.
So you went to a variety of people, is that right?
Yeah. I went to a chiropractor, naturopath, a regular doctor, acupuncturist, massage therapist, herbalist.
Now, you eventually ended up with Dr. Yardley. So tell me about that process.
Well, he was referred to me. Oh, I actually was looking for someone for my daughter because she has scoliosis.
Okay.
And then I had the headache problem, and since Dr. Yardley was a good deal distance from us, and she's a teenager, I figured I better go check him out first before I drag her over there.
So a couple of things. What you were waking up with was like an internal tremble. Is that sound correct to you?
Yeah.
Exactly. And You yourself, in terms of lifestyle, you really focus on quality of life. You're a yoga instructor, and you've had 4 kids, and all of them have been born at home, correct?
Yes.
Which I think says something. I may have told you this, I don't know, but both my daughters were born at home, and I delivered both of them. I told you that, had I?
Yeah, my husband delivered the last two.
Is that right?
So, Linda, you went to Dr. Yardley, you had the procedure. What happened?
Started diminishing, and the trembling totally went away.
Okay.
And then other little things like shoulder pain went away, wrist pain, ankle pain, and my muscles just started to feel like they were relaxed, that they were supported by my bones instead of my muscles trying to support me.
Were you surprised by this change?
No, because I really wanted it. I have, of course I was very, very pleased, but I've always been really positive about looking for a solution. And that's why I would, ended up going so far to Dr. Yardley. I knew there was a solution out there.
So you have referred Dr. Yardley to other people, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I think that everybody should go and have their you know, their head checked to see if it's on straight.
I understand.
As a preventative measure.
I understand your husband's a bit of a skeptic, but you've even got him going.
He's definitely a skeptic. My whole family's gone, and even my boys that live in North Carolina come here to see Dr. Yardley. One more thing, though, is my daughter, you know, she was living in pain with the scoliosis, and we have a very happy camper now. And she's living a totally normal teenage life.
Right. You can stabilize a scoliosis. The angles may come down. But when you're dealing with a teenager, if you can just stop it advancing, you're doing really well.
Linda, thank you for making time to talk with us today.
Sure. Enjoyed it.
Let's run down the list, Dr. Yardley. You helped her with her headaches. You helped her with her trembling. Her daughter's scoliosis, the pain is gone.
And every visit, she traveled on the ferry and on a bus to get to us.
What's the magic? It's the brain-body connection, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is.
The body cures itself?
It needs no help, just no interference.
Another amazing story. Now, maybe you've been listening and you're wondering whether or not you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute, whether they can help you. Well, you can receive an evaluation to determine that. We've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley next on AM 770, The Truth.